Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and we're certainly blessed on this episode of Word Made Flesh because we have two of our board members with us, Tom Lucha and Chuck Chase. All right. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, sir.
It's great to be here.
Good morning. Yeah, we're glad to have you. Do you mind just taking a couple minutes to introduce yourself to our listening audience?
Yeah. Sure.
Give a little background.
Yeah, my name's Tom Lucha. I work with Creek Enterprise. I'm a project manager for the Talcom construction. So when you see people on the sides of the roads burying the orange conduit and putting fiber into it, I make sure that those guys are doing what they need to be doing. I've lived in Lenawee County for, seems like almost 40 years, originally from Trenton, Michigan, but just love it out here. Raised two children in this community. They both went to Tecumseh schools, and they both moved on to bigger and better things. Have two grandchildren, and couldn't be more happy to be here and be a part of this great organization.
Do you mind sharing what church you attend?
Yeah, I've been Trinity Baptist Church for 30 plus years, maybe even closer to 35 years.
Yeah. And happily married too, right?
Happily married, yeah. Been married for 35 years. We dated for 3 years prior to that. And couldn't be more blessed. I've got an incredible wife, children, home. Couldn't ask for more.
Good. How about you, Chuck?
Well, Pastor,
I know most everybody listening to us knows you, but
I'm not so sure about that. But my name is Chuck Chase, and speaking of being blessed, like Tom said, I am blessed as well. Lifelong resident of Adrian, Michigan. I'm married, happily married. I think it's 47 years. I believe so. It'll be 47 coming up. In case my wife's listening.
I was going to say, she'll let you know.
She will let me know. Yep. Two fine sons who are grown, have children in the Detroit area. And we have seven grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. I used to work for Masco Cabinetry, Marillette Industries. And that was 32 years. And then I did some consulting after I retired in 2011. And now I'm hooked up with Lenawee Now, Line Center for Workforce Development. And you talk about blessed, truly blessed to be able to, you know, at my age to keep working. You know, good Lord has blessed me with some energy and some health. And but my wife and I are very fortunate to be where we are today. And, you know, we love serving the Lord. I'm a member of Crossroads Community Church. Pastor Scott Winstead and his wife Debbie, he's our pastor. And I serve as a trustee at the church. And of course, as you know, we've taken over the Baptist Church, which is on Broad Street across mm-hmm. from the Big Boy. And those fine parishioners gave us the church. And we had a couple of capital campaigns, renovated it. And we are in there now and really comfortable. And it's a beautiful church. And I served on the city commission for 28 years. Maybe that's where some folks will remember my name. My twin brother was a dentist in town, had a very successful dental practice. So we'll be here for the rest of our lives, no doubt.
Good. Well, thank you, gentlemen. So let's speak about, you've been on the board, Tom, a little over a year, maybe?
Yeah, I think so, right about that.
And Chuck, I think you're pushing two?
Close to two.
Two?
Correct.
Right. Well, we appreciate your service, that's for sure. What drew you your interest on being on the board of directors for Neighbors of Hope?
Well, I've served on a number of boards, and I do today. And in addition to, you know, the Y board, the Rotary, Adrian Newton Rotary Club board, it was Kathy Williams, who's a Rotarian, who came up to me a couple of years ago and asked if I would like to serve on the Neighbors of Hope board.
Well, she actually asked you. She just didn't tell you.
Well, maybe reflecting back, she might have told me.
Because she told me she was coming on.
Did she? So she explained to me what you do. And, of course, I've known you for a number of years, Pastor.
Yeah.
And all the good that Neighbors of Hope does, all the programs they have, continue to have. And I said, you know, this is... with my calling, you know, we need to hear and obey. We need to listen to the word, the scripture, and obey his command to go out and evangelize, but also get involved, feed the poor, you know, shelter the homeless. And it was, in keeping with that, I said, this is right up my alley, and I think I'd really benefit from being a part of the organization. And to see what you folks have done since I've been here is just truly amazing.
Well, thank you. How about you, Tom?
That's a tough act to follow. So there's a gentleman in Tecumseh. He's in his 90s, and a couple of years ago, he shared with me, you know, a little, you know, some life lessons, and he had mentioned, you know, about leaving a legacy, and I didn't quite get what he meant, so I asked him to expound, and he said, "Well, what are you doing to give back?" Mm. You know, and I honestly had to answer, you know, nothing. And, you know, I've been in the community, you know, as I stated earlier, a really long time. And so, you know, he shared with me some of the things that he does. And I thought, man, this would just be, you know, this is a time, you know, in my life where I need to really start giving back, right? Kids are grown, you know, the grandkids are a couple hours away. So I've got that extra time that I can devote. And so not too long after that, we were having a marketing meeting at work, and Kathy was per se the guest speaker, Kathy Williams, and she mentioned at the end of our meeting that there were opportunities for board members at Neighbors of Hope. So of course I said, hey, I'm interested, you know, I'd like to know more about the program. And once I learned what y'all did, you know, how you help with homeless, how you help with addictions, how you help, you know, women with children to have housing and that, and just everything that you stood for, you know, it's in line with the Bible, and it's in line with something I wanted to, you know, it was exactly what I was looking to do to start, you know, my way of giving back. So once I heard and, you know, I met you guys, I had lunch with you and Kathy, and I mean, there was no doubt that it was the right thing to do. So here I am.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're blessed. You know, you talked about, be faithful, right, and obey, right? All those type of things. Because I always describe Neighbors of Hope as our identity is we're a Matthew 25, right? When you saw me sick, you came to take care of me. When I was naked, you clothed me. You know, when I was hungry, you fed me, all those. And that's what Neighbors of Hope does. So we are firmly grounded in that Christian tradition, right? It's straight off the lips of Jesus, right? And what we do. And the hope is, you know, some of the people that we serve kind of catch on to that and, you know, get a little curious about, you know, well, maybe that could be a part of my life too. As an organization, we're not about proselytizing, you know, per se, but I like to say St. Francis of Assisi was a quote attributed to him. Preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. All right, and that's kind of what Neighbors of Hope does.
Well, and I've known also, you know, the saying is, we are the only Bible some people have to read.
Right, yeah.
And that is by our actions, the examples that we set. You know, our involvement in the community, sharing God's word, you know, looking for every opportunity that we can, you know, evangelize, proselytize, and bring everybody, every day, closer to Jesus. I'm reading a book that's, my wife and I are reading a book. It's called Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire.
Oh.
You've heard of McGuire's Auto Wax.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He is full-time minister right now, and his pulpit is his business. And he's 83 years old, and he'll tell you the same thing. He says, you know, we have to set an example for others to follow. And that's what we're doing, and that's why I'm blessed to be a part of this organization. My wife and I are blessed to be part of our church where we usher and greet and serve and, you know, try to change people's lives.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we would say we're in the life transformation business. That's what we do there. As you were speaking, Chuck, I was thinking about what Peter writes in his first letter. I think it's around chapter 4:10, 4:11, somewhere around there. He's talking about the suffering of Christ or whatever, but he says, look at each of you, use the gifts that you've been given. All right? And I think sometimes we live in a day and age where we think of gifts as being like our skill set, our talents. Earlier, what they're talking about is what you were speaking. You know, I mean, you can be gentle, you can be kind, you can be humble, right? You can be loving, you can be friendly. You know, these type of things that we can do every single day with whomever we come in contact with, right? So in all things, right, we do those under the glory of God. We got a few more minutes, and what's unique on this edition of Word Made Flesh is we are recording from what's soon to be our men's ministry facility. So, gentlemen, do you mind just sharing with our listening audience maybe what your perception of this new facility is like?
I would love to. So the first time I came in here when you were more in the building phase, you know, several months back, and what amazed me was is how nice everything was. And you know, I'm like, wow, look at these showers. It's like a home. Like, you know, a real home, right? And you had shared with me, you know, one of the keys that for us helping, you know, folks that are down and out. And you know, not all these folks are, you know, terrible people that are addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever. You know, bad things happen to good people, right? Yeah. But irregardless of the circumstance, how they come here, you know, and you shared with me, Pastor, about having that dignity. I mean, this is a place where anybody would be proud to live and call home. And so I think that's huge. And so as I see, you know, things progressing and, you know, the room we're sitting in is be like just sitting in a living room, you know, having a chat. And so I'm super impressed with how, you know, you all have built this around, you know, again, the dignity for somebody that, you know, they're just really proud to call this place home. And gosh, you know, who wouldn't want to bring somebody here and share? So maybe they have a friend, you know, that's run into some issues and really could use some help. You know, hey, this really awesome place. There's great people. You can learn about the Lord. You know, come with me. You know, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, recruiting within, right? Mm-hmm. That, and I can't think of the word. It's slipping me, but the growth. Chuck, you could help me because you're a super, super smart guy.
You can read minds, Chuck.
Yeah,
come on,
right?
That's right.
Wrong Chuck.
Organic growth.
Okay. Oh, right. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I can just see this being, and you know, once they're here to have that comfort level, to feel good about where you're at, that's the start to making them feel better about themselves and hopefully getting on the right track and, you know, getting back into society and being, you know, contributing member.
Yeah, I mean, that core philosophy, how do we elevate the dignity of the other, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there is something about all the years that I've been doing this, and I've visited several other rescue missions, you know, really throughout the country. And one of the things that we have that a lot of them don't have is this sense of intimacy, you know, when it feels like a home. Because when people come to us, they've been beat up enough. All right? There's enough on their plates. But when they can look at a facility like this and say, wow, people I've never met, right, whose dollars, right, came through the organization to help put this together, people who help keep the lights on, right, who, you know, the clean sheets, you know, the towels for the shower and all those type of things, all the food that we get, you know, and no expense to me, somewhere, right, somebody cares about me.
Yeah.
And that's right. And then now we're reflecting the love of God.
Well, and we can't lose sight of the fact that, you know, the facility like this is here because of the generosity of others.
Absolutely.
Who notice,
yes,
what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And they feel a need also to be a part of that.
Yep.
So, you know, our hat goes off to the, you know, continuous donors that we have that we can rely on to, you know, support, you know, us financially or in kind to further this mission.
Absolutely.
And it's, so to those people, we're totally grateful.
Yep.
Yeah, and a thought just crossed my mind, you know, this place is so nice that I could see somebody maybe coming in from the street and thinking, this can't be the place.
Yeah.
You know, it's too nice.
So,
right. Seriously, I mean, it's just, it's that warm, you know?
So my seven-year-old grand, I'll end with this. My seven-year-old grandson, right? So he, you know, he tags along with Grandpa once in a while, and you know, he'll be down here and goes, yeah, I think I should move in here.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's, you know, Neighbors of Hope isn't just an organizational name. It's a community concept. And you know, Chuck, you're absolutely right. The generosity and compassion of this community definitely reflects that they too are neighbors of hope. So,
and we should plug, there is opportunity to donate, you know, clothing, all that great stuff at our different locations. Neighborsofhope.com, right?
Yep. They can visit there.
Please look us up.
Yeah, we have a strong need for some volunteers going on right now. So if you're interested there, yeah, please visit the website. And
our hat goes off to you, Pastor, and your wonderful staff of people and the volunteers.
Yeah. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate this time with you on this episode of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.